This week's honoree is a noted neurosurgeon who helped lead groundbreaking discoveries while saving lives and impacting thousands.
How did you meet Dr. Freeze?
When I was 10 years old, I got shot in the back of the head, and he was the surgeon that saved my life.
That is the voice of Oronde McClain. The Philadelphia native was shot in the head 23 years ago. He says Dr. Andrew Freeze wasn't supposed to be at work, but he was, and stepped in to save his life.
My skull was shattered. He took my skull, remade it, and did surgery on my brain. I stayed at Einstein for about 2 days, and he stayed with me for 48 hours.
Oronde, now 33 years old, nominated Andrew Freeze for the Good Souls Project.
And did you ever meet him as a kid?
I never met him at all. June of 2021, I looked him up, sent him a long message. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for saving my life. Maybe 2 days after that, it said that he died on the same day I sent the message.
Dr. Freeze passed away due to kidney failure on June 30th of 2021 at a hospital in Coatesville. But the 61-year-old had a remarkable life, spending 3 decades in Philadelphia working as a neurosurgeon.
Dr. Freeze is a good soul because he saved my life, but he saved other people, children's lives as well.
Dr. Andy Freeze, I call him Andy, my really good friend, was an inspiration.
Dr. Paola Leone is a professor of cell biology at the Rowan University School of Osteopathic Medicine. She spent years working with Dr. Andy. Together, they, along with their team, made great strides in gene therapy, applying the groundbreaking technology to a rare genetic disorder called Canavan disease.
There are different forms of the disease, but the most common is the most severe. Initially, family members realize that children are unable to hold their head up. They don't develop any voluntary motor function. They are not able to sit independently or walk or talk.
The maximum life expectancy was 10 years. But in 2001, Dr. Freeze performed an experimental gene therapy on a 3-year-old boy with Canavan's. The surgical procedure infused healthy genes into cells to replace the defective ones, thereby extending the life of a patient with Canavan's disease well into their 20s.
All of the patients that were treated showed improvement.
Dr. Andy predicted gene therapy could be used to treat genetic diseases as well as Alzheimer's and possibly Parkinson's disease.
So my brother ended up with patents, and like I said, the first gene therapy in humans, that's just mind-boggling important. And he was ahead of his time by, I think, decades in doing that.
Catherine Freeze is a physics professor at the University of Texas and sister to Dr. Andy. She says both of their parents were German and scientists. Their father, Dr. Ernest Freeze, was a molecular biologist with the National Institutes of Health.
My father would have been insanely proud of him.
Catherine says Dr. Andy was extremely intelligent, creative, innovative, passionate, and hardworking.
I'd go have Christmas with him in his house. On Christmas Day, by the time I got up, he'd already performed 2 surgeries.
She estimates he saved more than 5,000 lives.
When it came to his memorial, one person after the next said to me, you know, I'm here because of your brother.
In the operating room, when something was serious, he knew how to set that tone, but also how to calm people down and put people at ease with his humor.
Chris Jansen is an associate professor at Rowan University. He worked with Dr. Andy for years and was part of the gene therapy advancements. He says Dr. Andy loved all people and animals and was his mentor.
Care that he showed for the patients and the diligence with which he followed up was very inspiring.
Chris wasn't surprised to hear that Dr. Andy gave his young patient a teddy bear after surgery.
He was a big guy, you know, very friendly, demeanors. I don't know if that was his spirit animal or something, but it doesn't surprise me.
Oronde McClain got one of those bears and still has it 22 years later. It's just one of the many things he holds on to from that fateful encounter with Dr. Andrew Freeze.
For like a part of him is in me, and I feel like we're just connected.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.